It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on Connect Radio. And I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well. Thank you.
This week, we have a reminder about that call out from the BBC News team who are looking for visually impaired people to share their COVID experiences. An opportunity for people to help Legal & General to make their financial services more accessible, and an extension to that survey that you've been running for blind and partially sighted women. Claire, we start with that call out from the BBC News team.
Yes, that's right, Toby. There is still time to get involved with this if perhaps you missed our call out a few weeks ago. So just a reminder of the details. We have been contacted by the BBC News team, who are carrying out quite an in-depth piece of work in order to understand how COVID-19 has affected disabled people. And they want to reach as many people as possible to get the biggest and most detailed picture of how the pandemic has affected people living with disabilities. And they understand that COVID-19 has had such a disproportionate effect on disabled people. So they would like to collect as many stories and experiences as possible so they can make a number of different news pieces for main BBC news bulletins, which air on the TV, the radio, and obviously online as well. So there are two ways that you can get involved in this opportunity and help them out. The first is to take part in a short and simple online survey, which will ask you a series of specific questions that you can do. And this survey is available on our Connect Voices webpage. Alternatively, you can email the BBC's disability news producer, Ruth Clegg, put COVID survey as your subject, and then you can share with her any stories or experiences that you think are relevant to this. And Ruth's email address is ruth.clegg, that's CLEGG@bbc.co.uk. I'll give you that email address again. It's ruth.clegg, CLEGG@bbc.co.uk.
And a great opportunity for people to possibly get out on air as well.
Yes.
Now we come to an opportunity for people to give feedback and help Legal & General to make their financial services more accessible.
That's right. The design and experience team at Legal & General Financial Services want all their customers to be able to access the services equally. And for their customers who might need additional help, they are really trying to improve how they deliver their products and services. So to help them do this, they are running a short survey to understand whether you would value some of the new proposed technology features that they're considering. And this would include things like being able to access your pension payments and valuation details via voice technology such as Alexa, for example. It's a very quick survey, takes no more than 10 minutes to complete. And if you are perhaps a Legal & General customer, or if it's just something that you would like to contribute to, please contact involvement@rnib.org.uk to find out more about this.
Finally, Claire, the survey that you've been running looking for the experiences of blind and partially sighted women has been extended.
Yes, we are keeping this survey open for another while because we want to get as many responses as possible. So yes, very quick survey, as you say, to find out more about blind and partially sighted women's experiences so we can make sure that your voices are really being heard. There's only two questions, so it's very quick, and all your responses will be kept totally anonymous. And we will keep you updated on how your feedback will be used in our work to amplify the voices of women. So if you have a couple of minutes to spare and you would like to take part in this, again, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk and we'll get that survey sent over to you.
Claire, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about, or if they would like to just find out more about Connect Voices, where can they go to find out more and maybe take part in these and other great opportunities?
Yes, well, as ever, we are always welcoming new members onto our online Connect Voices Facebook group. And this is our one-stop shop for all the involvement opportunities that we are sent, both from different R&IB teams and also external opportunities like the legal and general one that we talked about today. So you can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information on that. If you're already on Facebook, simply search for RNIB Connect Voices and you'll be brought straight to it. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. And this clip will be available on Audioboom, which you can listen to it at your leisure. You can also hear it on our telephone information line, the RNIB telephone information line, which you can access at 0203 432 1488.
Thank you, Claire Ordworth, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby.